Community leaders have begun compiling data they say will prove the Air Force won't save money by moving an F-16 fighter squadron and up to 1,500 military and civilian workers from Eielson to Anchorage. But base employees are still worried. Eielson's civilian workers want to know more about the proposed realignment. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Like hundreds of his co-workers at Eielson, Lawrence Chapin was caught by surprise when the Air Force announced on February 3rd that it's planning to move the F-16 squadron, Eielson's central mission, to Elmendorf-Richardson. Chapin says neither he nor any of his co-workers had heard anything that would lead anyone to anticipate the proposed move, and he says he and his co-workers haven't heard much since from base officials about what led up to the decision or what civilian workers should do now.
Three emails, I think, were generated about some events, you know, and it was the very basic framework. You know, there has been very little official, a real statement to the civilian workforce or to the active duty. You know, it's kind of just a blanket statement, an email that went out, not from the wing commander, but from a deputy saying, hey, this is going on. And it was just kind of like a statement. And it was like, and stay the course. Remember to do the best that you can every day.
Ed Constantine, Eielson's top civilian personnel officer, says he and other base officials have passed along all the information they have to the employees. He says Eielson officials will pass along more information as it becomes available.
There's been a proposal made to move the F-16s, but there's nothing firm. There's no hard decisions been made. And until that happens, we really can't brief the workforce on anything because right now there is nothing happening.
Constantine says base officials aren't withholding any information, and they know there's a lot of concern among the civilian workforce. But he says for now, they just don't have any more to say.
Our workforce is important to us, so we try to keep them informed of things as we know. Right now, that's what we know.
Chapin says he understands all that. He's an Army veteran who was stationed at Fort Wainwright and served in Southwest Asia before he got out of the service and moved to North Pole and began working at Eielson as a civilian 11 years ago. Like a lot of other folks, he saw what happened in 2005 when the base was threatened with shutdown as part of the last base realignment and closure process. Chapin says he's hearing some of the same concerns now as he did back then. He says that's why base officials should be more forthcoming with civilian employees this time, if for no other reason than shutting down the rumor mill, which is running on overdrive these days.
When word of the BRAC hit the streets here, you had some people educated, some people high up in the Air Force that immediately put their house out for sale to dump it as fast as they can to try and get ahead of that wave. And they ended up not BRACing, and they were like, I want my house back. Well, you know, it doesn't work that way in real estate. And that's what I just hope that it doesn't get to that point where if there's enough rumor mongering and we hear that, you know, it's going this way or it's going that way, people are going to make some life-changing decisions. Meeting some of those questions head on would be a good way to go.
The president of Eielson's Federal Employees Union Local says he's heard a lot of those same questions from base employees. AFGE Local 1836 President Rick Jansen says the workers mainly want to know how Air Force brass came to this decision and where do we go from here.
You know, they're willing to stay and do their job in an outstanding manner that they always do, but they just kind of want to know what's the Air Force's plan.
Jansen says he thinks it's unlikely that base officials will have much more to say until after the Air Force sends a survey team to Alaska next month to get an on-the-ground look at the situation.
They haven't even had their economic impact study team come up here, and they're scheduled next month. So until that happens, I don't foresee management saying much of anything.
In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.